Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, mums. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. I'm really excited to be starting this new devotional series that we're going to start after a long summer break. I really hope your summer went really well, that you had a good family time, as well as a rest, which we all need at times. And if you've been following along with these devotions that I've been sharing here on the podcast, you know that I've been working on both how God designed us for work and how he designed us for rest, that both things are important. And this devotional series that we're starting today is actually focusing a little bit more on rest again, and it's actually called Silence is Golden. And yes, this is something that I think for us as mums is really important. We really value this thing of silence is golden, at least when our children are little. When you have teenagers, it maybe it's a little bit different, but when you have young children, you really appreciate it when there is some silence and you can focus on your thoughts and have a quiet time. So today's focus verse is, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be silent and a time to speak. That's from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and 7. Okay, so I don't know if you can relate to this, but I feel that the world is getting louder by the minute. So we live in a very entertainment-driven world, and there seem to be more and more things calling for our attention. And this is true when I log into Instagram, for example. I'm bombarded with videos and photos and music. When I visit a website, I'm usually overwhelmed with pop-up adverts and calls to action. And when I go into a store, I'm surrounded by things that seem to shout to me, "Buy me and you'll be happier." So there are bright colors, loud sounds, flashing images that greet me at every turn. And so I just feel like, yes, there's noise everywhere and I can't always escape it like I would like. But in the Bible, it's clear that rest is a very important thing and there is a time to be silent. And even the fact that God desires us to turn to him and spend time with him, there is an element of that which is focusing and being with him without distractions. And in fact, Jesus talks about this when he says, when you pray, go into your room and close the door. And that's just simply, I think, related to the way that we're built, our psychology. We can very easily get distracted with things around us. And I talk about my own experience, but I just feel like when I'm distracted with things, with my phone, with my emails, with people, I can't really focus on God's words in the right way. I can kind of read it quickly. I might even get something from it, but I'm not really focusing. I'm not meditating on it in the right way. And when I spend time just with God, with a God who created the entire universe and the only one who can truly give me peace and fulfillment, then I can really just focus, meditate on his word and rest. And this is so, so important. So, Mum, I'd like to encourage you today to find a quiet moment and make a date with God. In fact, I want to encourage you to do this every day if you can. Now, I know that maybe you have very little children. It might be difficult. I understand that. And this isn't about legalism. It's not about creating a rule. It's just an encouragement that even if you can just do like 10 minutes reading the word and praying, I really want to encourage you to do that. So yeah, I'd like to encourage you to make this date with God And yeah, just be silent before him. Don't take your phone, don't listen to a podcast or a sermon. Just sit at his feet with your Bible open and bring to him your prayers of thanksgiving, your prayers of worship, your prayers of petition as well. Just spend that quality time with him. And I'm saying this to you, but I'm saying it to myself as well, because I need to do this as well. And I know that when we do this, when we spend that focused time with God, he brings us out his peace and his joy and his rest. And it's so important. Okay, so now I'm going to share two questions for you to reflect on. And this is just something just so that you can think about the kinds of things that are more likely to distract you or to take your focus away from God. So the first one is, what things have taken your focus away from God recently? For example, work, entertainment, problems. And the second question is, what practical things can you do in order to create space and time for a quiet time with God? And so here you could just think about a practical thing that will actually help you, especially if you have young children and it's very difficult. So maybe taking turns with dad for bath time or for bedtime or something like this. Okay, so that's it for today. I'm just going to pray for us and that God's grace would be on us. Lord, help me create and find a space to be quiet with you. Lord, forgive me for when I've allowed myself to be distracted by the constant noise around me. Help me to put you first above all else, Jesus. Help me to know that it's with you that I'll find true joy and rest. Lord, I pray you would enable me by your Spirit to live for your kingdom first. Amen. Okay, so that's it for today, for today's devotion. And I'll come on next week for the next devotion in this devotional series called Silence is Golden.